Everybody doing this evening? Wonderful. Blessed, very blessed. I don't know about y'all, but I really feel blessed this evening. I do all the time, but I just like to say too, I tell y'all how great God is and all that He's doing. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I want to welcome everybody watching online. Welcome to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Hope you're doing well this evening. Just, as I like to say, pull up a chair. Just be part of our service. And just let we'll just let the Lord minister each and every one of us. We're going to take prayer requests right now. Does anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request? All righty, praise the Lord. Anyone on the left side tonight? Sister Linda? Yes, ma'am. We absolutely will. I know seeing you without him, I thought it was kind of odd myself. So we'll definitely keep him in our prayers. Praise God. Anyone else, congregation? I don't want to miss anyone. All righty. I look over there because I'm used to seeing Miss Penny and Brother Eddie. Well, let's keep Brother Eddie and Miss Penny in our prayers, too. They had a chance to get away for birthday and anniversary celebration. We all celebrate his birthday. We want to welcome them a happy anniversary. I think it's today, right? It's their anniversary. That's great. That's wonderful. Hope they have a safe trip. I know he's planning on coming back today. I told him, don't worry about it. We've got this covered, and they wanted to add an extra day to it to go ahead. Praise God. I want to keep Miss Kate in our prayers, too. If you have an unspoken prayer request, just show by raising your hand. Praise God. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise your holy name. Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your house and in your name. Dear Lord, as we come together tonight, dear Lord, we pray that you'll just bind us, dear Lord. Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord, dear Lord, ready to receive your Spirit, ready to receive the message you have for us tonight. Dear Lord, we just want to praise you, want to worship you, dear Lord, and we just want to feel your holy presence. Dear Lord, now we lift up each and every prayer request, those that are traveling, those that aren't able to be with us tonight, whether they're out of town for work, pleasure, and dear Lord, for those that are sick and shut in, Lord, you know each and every one that it is. And, dear Lord, we ask you to bless the caretakers, dear Lord. Be with those that's needing that care, dear Lord. We're asking you to touch each and every one. Lord, as you strengthen, and we pray for Brother Tom and all the other spoken prayer requests, those that come out over the text blast and those that are coming over the emails. But, dear Lord, we love you, and we praise your name. Dear Lord, we pray for those that are watching online, whether now or at a later date. Lord, we know that you know who they are. Lord, we ask you to touch them now. Let them feel your holy presence as they join us in this message, in this service tonight. But most of all, dear Lord, we just want to praise you, and we thank you for your many, many blessings. And we give you all the honor and glory in everybody's, in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen, in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I haven't had a chance to tell Miss Jennifer, give her a chance to flip over. Turn to page 333, I'll Fly Away. I'm going to ask her to mic up and let them turn your mic up so I can let you help me sing. And all of y'all help sing too out there. Praise God. I'll Fly Away. And as it starts up, some glad morning. That's wonderful. What it's going to be. Continue the spirit of praise and worship to the Lord this evening. We're going to go ahead and take up our evening offering, and then we're going to go ahead and go and call on some special singers. We want to thank the Lord for all his many blessings. Don't forget Vacation Bible School. Got a few visitors tonight. I want to remind y'all, if you know anyone or want to bring your kids or grandkids, it's going to be July 10th through the 13th. But with the July 10th, a Sunday night, that'll be the kickoff. And if you would still like to help in any way, we would ask you to check with Sister Karen. Get with one of us, and we'll help connect anything that needs to be done. And don't forget about June 18th at 8 a.m. We're having, it's a Saturday, we're having our normal annual cleanup and just an opportunity to straighten up things around here and catch some items that need to be done. So we just ask y'all to please join us and help us. Praise the Lord. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our evening offering? Yes, Lord.
You know, the title of this song just says, What the Lord Has Done For Me. God's Word tells us that we should always have our testimony. We should always be ready to tell somebody what God has done for us. So y'all worship the Lord as I try to sing this song. I cannot tell you how God formed the mountains or placed the stars in the sky. I cannot tell you how He paints the rainbow and makes the sparrow fly. I cannot tell you how He tends the lilies with hands that hold the sea. But I can tell you what the Lord has done for me. He cleansed my heart from sin, put His peace within, and gave me life anew. He healed my broken heart that was torn apart, and gave me heaven too. I cannot tell you all the joy that's waiting throughout eternity, but I can tell you what my Lord has done for me. Was in a manger there. I cannot tell you how blind eyes were open and multitudes were fed. I cannot tell you why He loved a sinner and died upon a tree, but I can tell you what my Lord has done for me. He cleansed my heart from sin, put His peace within, and gave me life anew. He healed my broken heart that was torn apart, and gave me heaven too. I cannot tell you.
I want to try to sing a Peace Speaker. This has been a long time since Sister Jennifer and she's played it and I've sang it, so I may mess up, but that's okay because I just want you to listen to the words. And I'm so thankful that Jesus can speak peace to us at any time of the day. was such a lovely day, and the sun was shining bright. A gentle breeze was blowing my way, not a storm cloud was in sight. Then suddenly, without warning, surrounded my life. But even in the storms, I can feel the calm, and here's the reason why. I know the peace speaker. I know him by name.
Hands and say, Lord, you're all.
raise your hands and say, Lord, you're all I need. You're everything to me, and you'll take the pain away. When it seems you're all alone, praise His name. When you feel you can't go on, you can praise the hurt away. Greater is He that is within me, and you can praise the hurt away. If you'll just praise His name.
Yes, ma'am. Go right ahead. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. We'd love to give God His testimonies and all the things that He does for us. And I want to apologize to the people watching online. I should have ran a mic down there, and we need to start getting that together. I know there's silent things, but as Sister Susan was testifying and talking about how the Lord is the peacemaker and how He can give us that peace. And I think we can all agree with it. I think it's something that we can all stand with, because I don't know about y'all, but I'm sure there's an opportunity or sometime in our life that those weights and those situations seem so heavy on us that we can't find peace, we can't find that answer. And I thank Lord for the songs that were sung tonight, and Sister Susan for your testimony, because we're going to go into some scripture tonight, and I want to guide y'all into where it's going. It doesn't fit into the title as much, but I pray that as we get further into it, you'll see exactly where the Lord's leading us tonight. So I'm going to ask y'all if you would turn to Mark 2. Not something, one that I've read a lot in some of our messages that we've come from, but we're going to go to Mark 2. St. Mark 2, we're going to read verses 1 through 12. So if y'all would bear with me as I read, and it's a very familiar story for everybody as we get into it, but I want y'all to think about this, and then I'll give you the title. And again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway, many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was borne by four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherewith the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why does this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that what they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether it is easier to say to the sick of palsy, Thy sin be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise, and take up thy bed and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. He said unto the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise and take up thy bed, and go thy way unto thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them, insomuch that they were all amazed and glorified God, saying, We never saw it in this fashion. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just give you all the glory and honor for your word. Lord, we thank you for allowing us to hear your word tonight. Dear Lord, we ask now, Lord, that you will let your word flow through us, dear Lord, through this vessel. Dear Lord, if we humbly step aside and let your spirit just bring forth the message tonight. Lord, we thank you for those that are here, those that are watching online. Lord, I ask you to bless each and every situation, dear Lord, as the songs and music has been brought forth, dear Lord, as our heart is open to receive you. And dear Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated if you can. As we read this story, and I know there's parts of it are very familiar, as we think about the person that was sick with palsy in the bed, and it said the house was so full that you couldn't even move, and the door was even blocked. And he said when they pressed in to bring the sick to Jesus, they couldn't get in. So they reasoned amongst themselves to go up on the roof. Can you imagine? To go up the roof and tear away the roofing and to lower that bed down to Jesus. And Jesus mentions their faith. And the message that we have, the message title tonight is Praying by Faith. I wrote it down two ways. faith in prayer, and then praying by faith. So we have faith while we're in prayer, but by faith we go to prayer. It's just like, excuse me, the songs tonight, as they were singing it, and you know, Jesus being our peacekeeper, Jesus being everything that we need, everything that He does, and we let Him control our lives, our faith gets involved, even in our messages. When we're asking the Lord to protect us at night, to give us a night search. I'm going to go ahead and swap mics so I can move around. Praise the Lord. Give them a chance to flip the switch. All right. So anyway, as we bring the message tonight, it's praying by faith. And there are those that might ask, what does that have to do with the message, with the scripture we read tonight? We're talking about people that it brought forth, except that Jesus spoke of their faith. He spoke of the ones that had lowered Him down, those that were bringing Him to Jesus, and that one that was sick with palsy. And we read about that many times of palsy, but I want to talk about that for a minute. And so keep this scripture in your heart. We're going to look at some other scripture, but let me go into the direction that I want to do the introduction. And I just typed some things here. It says, I would like for us to go over some scripture this evening, to take the time to talk about faith in our prayer and praying by faith. You know, when we come together, we always ask if anyone has a prayer need. You know, we always say the altar's open. We always ask those watching online, and please, if you do have a prayer request, put it in the comments section. We ask if you have a spoken and unspoken prayer request. We get so many situations that comes to us. You know, we get situations where it comes on our text blast, or maybe we see something on Facebook that's requesting something, and they're really going through a situation, and maybe it's not spoken. Maybe it's something that they just ask, will you pray for me or pray for us? And this seems even more prevalent now lately as I'm in the ministry, in the service, from Sunday school classes to our Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday night services, to all the text blasts. It's easier for us to get that information out to people that we need prayer. So when you come to the Lord in prayer, you're seeking an answer for something normally, to touch someone, to heal someone, to help them with that situation, or possibly it's you. Could be a sickness we go to and all these type things that we come. And it's like I said, it's been on my heart lately. And when we come together and pray, we call on the Lord to hear our prayers, to answer our prayers, to touch those that we pray for. Maybe we just want to ask a question, or we ask God to guide us in a direction that we're going on. So I'm going to ask you a question. If we go to the Lord in prayer and we really believe in our heart by faith, where do you get your faith? What actually has brought that to us? You know, we're given so much from God and His loving love for us, and I know He gives us love, each and every one of us. But I want to talk about it for a minute. That's why I said, where does our faith come from? And there's one scripture that popped into my head to go along with this story. In Romans 10:17, it says, then faith coming by hearing, and heareth by the word of God. That's the faith. That's Romans 10:17. I didn't give that to Mr. Greg earlier, so he's not going to post it. But there's so many places, and I want to talk about our faith. Well, first of all, I got to ask you a question. If it comes by hearing and hearing the word of God, then I'm going to ask you a question. How many here tonight believe the word of the Bible, that it's a holy book? Right? Amen. It is. And as we read it and we talk about it, it says, which, you know, we can trust the Bible to truly communicate to us what God wants us to believe and how He wants us to live. That's because it is the infallible word that God has given us. That's our faith. He's given us faith through His word. So each and everything that we read in the Bible, from Sunday school lessons to everything that we have, the messages are brought forth. And we hear all the exploits. We hear of Moses. We hear of Samuel. We read the prophets of the Old Testament. Our Sunday school, you study so many things. David and the giant. And you hear of all the others that we go forth with. And there's so many lessons. And I've got a bunch running around my head. I don't want to mix any up, so I'm going to hush while I'm ahead. But I just want to say all these things as we talk about prayer. I have to have faith. And God even tells us in Scripture so many places. But as I was looking at this, it just caught my eye, and I couldn't get away with it, away from it. Those four that bear that bed with their sick friend or person, relative, I doesn't say, but he was sick with palsy, had enough faith, and enough they had heard about Jesus. It doesn't say if they had met him before or been in his ministries, but it's the things we know they know. They were never ashamed in this prayer or this walk to go to. See, they physically went to Jesus. We go to Jesus in prayer. We go to God through the Holy Spirit guides us. And we have Jesus in our heart, and we have him right here that we can reach. But they did the same thing by going to him and ripping this roof back and lowering the sick person down. And Jesus recognized their faith, and he healed the sick, didn't he? He said, take up your bed and walk. He actually first said, your sins are forgiven. And he says, what's easier to say, that or the other? Our faith when we go in prayer, and I thought about this many, many times, and this verse is, I could not get out. I kept asking the Lord, how would I present this besides it just being a story and the telling of what you've done and how you heal and how you minister to people and how the crowds and swarms just gathered around. There are times we pray and we're by ourselves, probably more times than we're in a crowd. I don't know about y'all, but as Sister Susan was saying about calling on the Lord at night, many, many times I wake up during the night and I may start just calling on the Lord and just start praying, and sometimes it's confusion. I really don't know because I don't really remember most of my dreams if I have them. But when I do, a lot of times it's not pleasant. I mean, there are good ones, don't get me wrong, but when I pray, I want to have that faith. So as my faith in prayer, I know I can go to the Lord, but I'm also praying to him by faith that I know he's going to hear my cry. He's going to hear what we do, and that's the message I want. I know it's a Wednesday night crowd, and I want y'all to know so much what I'm trying to say. In the Bible stories, they're just great examples of what God can do in our lives. It's the same God. It's the same Jesus then, today, and forevermore. As you walk through this life, and it seems like, I don't know about y'all, but even getting ready for tonight, I had to turn off everything. Because not only is it, as Brother Eddie had brought messages lately about it being so seductive, it draws you in and it gets your mind tied up in other things. I was thinking about the children and the ones in that horrible, horrible shooting that happened in Florida. Florida? Texas. Excuse me. I knew that didn't sound right. Thank y'all. But my heart just breaks. And I know that there are those that are crying out right now that need God and they need a direction. And it seems so much that I want to make sure that y'all understand that by coming to the Lord, when we seek him and when we thrive to get closer to him, it just says to the one that I like, I said Romans 10:17, and so then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. But there's one more that we have to do, and I feel like in my heart it's a direction for me, and I want to share with you in the message tonight. It's in James 2:19. I read this a lot today. I took three verses with me to the doctor because I know I couldn't pick up anything on my, you know, it doesn't work well. My phone doesn't have anything live. So I copied these, and I was doing it for the message tonight. But James 2:19 says, thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. Listen to this. He said, the devils also believe and tremble. Is that not powerful scripture? I believe there's one God. And I believe the ones that bombard me, that the devil and his nymphs and everything that they come against us, they also know there's one God. So when we call on the name of the Lord in prayer, in the name of Jesus Christ, when we call on him to touch us or to be with us or to comfort us or to heal us or to touch our family, it's so universal the things we can do. Those same devils think, he's calling on Jesus, the name of Jesus. But it's not me that has any power at all. It's not y'all. I may not be up here praying with you or even myself. I may not have those fancy words. It might not flow, you know, just perfectly out of my mouth, but I know I can call on the name of Jesus in faith. So Jesus, touch this situation. Lord, you know what we need. As a parent, we may not know what our children are struggling with in schools or on the job or as they're trying to start their life. And, you know, you wish you had the money to buy them everything that they need, start them up in their new home, get them married off, fix everything. They won't. But we can't. But we know when we go to Jesus in prayer and say, Lord, bless them. Bless their union. Bless them. Bless our grandchildren. Bless the situations that we go through. We cannot open every door for our kids or for ourselves or for our wives or husbands, anything like that, but Jesus can. We ask Him to close the doors that's going to cause confusion and strife and maybe danger. Close them off from them and open the doors that you would have them to go. And when I pray by faith, and my prayer in faith is that I know if I come to Him earnestly and I seek Him and I call on His name, He is there for each and every one of us. As these people had no shame, did they? Think about this crowd. Can you imagine? I've seen videos. I saw a movie not recently about this, and it really stuck in my heart. Maybe that's why the Lord's using that scripture for me, because it pricked my heart. When they came in there and the house was packed, and Jesus was preaching. First of all, wouldn't you love to be in that crowd? Just to hear Him speak. Just that soothing, calm voice that in my heart, that's what He's going to say to me. Because I know when He says, come on in. Or also when He pops you on the back of the head and says, you don't need to do that. But I know it's with love. But they came up with this person sick with palsy in a bed. There were four of them, and they were carrying them. They could not get through. It says in my Bible in a couple of places, it even talks about it. I may not spot it quick enough. I've already flipped, excuse me. But as we look, I was thinking about it very much so, the faith that Jesus recognized, that they knew if they could just get to Jesus. Just get to Jesus. And I'm going to say, I'm there. There it is. Should have marked it. But as we read it in so many places, and it says, and when they could not come nigh unto Him for the press, they uncovered the roof. And my Bible has a little mark, and it says press. It says near. And then it talks again about the crowd. So they went to the roof. Their faith was so strong that they knew if we can just get to Jesus. Does that remind you of other stories in the Bible? The lady with the issue of blood. 12 years. She suffered. It said she took all the finances she could gather and was never any better. But what did she do? For by faith, she knew if she could get, just touch His garment, it says. And she pushed her way through the crowd. And she was able to touch His head. And what did it say? Virtue came out. That's power, right? Virtue is power. Jesus even recognized and turned around and said, who touched me? And His disciples said, Lord, there's people everywhere. But out of fear, she spoke to the Lord. And He blessed her. And He healed her. That's that faith I'm talking about. When we go to the Lord in prayer, and I want to say this because I believe in my heart it's so true because of my personal walk. He knows what's best for me. My prayer could be so misleading. I'm asking for something. And it may be even nicer than a new four-wheel drive truck or whatever. But God knows what I need. Jesus, in everything that He does, but He healed her. And then I even mentioned in myself, and as we look at it, in Matthew 8:3, and I think He's got that one up there, but I'm just going to read this, and as we look at it, Jesus was approaching, and as He was going through, man suffering with leprosy, a leper came out. What's He supposed to say when he gets close? Unclean, unclean, stay back. But He called on Jesus' compassion. It says, and Jesus put forth His hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. All the person had to do by faith was to approach Jesus. Touched him. Jesus was on a mission going somewhere else, wasn't he? He was going to do another healing. Jesus just touched him by faith. Our prayers are heard if we go to the Lord in faith and we've released everything that we have and we need to receive Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We need to repent of our sins. We need to be washed in His blood. We need to receive His Spirit. But everything that we do in the Lord, if we go by faith that He's going to handle it, then we need to relieve it there. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I got a busy mind too. Mine scares me sometimes. It really doesn't slow down. And I'll quit moving so far out of the way. I'm sorry. But I need to lean for a minute. Excuse me. God's healing that too. I'm claiming it in Jesus' name. But the things that go forth in our walk, and I just want to say this. I brought that story in because I'm thinking. And I'm looking at a Wednesday night crowd, and I want y'all to use this in your testimonies, in your walk, or anything. Not to copy the message, but let the Lord speak to you. And when you pray for your loved ones and your others, because everybody that we pray for, our government, our country, our state, everything's fixing to happen. You know, we know it, this turmoil seems like around every corner. But we've got to give it to the Lord by faith. He's going to handle it. He's going to take care of it. He's going to open doors that seemeth no doors, and he's going to close those that look so easy, because narrow's the path. And that's the direction I'm going. I look at this sometimes and think about that scripture. Because the Lord calls me home, just like I said, I'll fly away. I want to go straight. I want no detours. I'm going to leave everything behind. But I want y'all to think about this tonight. Those people, and I know I'm not emphasizing it enough. I doubt they knew everybody in the crowd. I doubt they knew the situation going on. They were so sure, just like the lady with the issue of blood, I'm getting to Jesus. And that's when we pray by faith and we seek him. Whether it's in the privacy of our own house, in our bed, in our prayer closet, in a group, right here in the sanctuary, it doesn't matter if you come up here, how many times you come up, because I'm not going to ask you what you're coming for. I'm just going to pray with you. I said, Lord, you know what the need is. You know the situation. And yes, we need to release it. Yes, we need to give it to him. But when that pain comes near us and all the things that we come, we have to do what it says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. It's trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not on thy own understanding, and in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. That's that faith that I'm going to the Lord in prayer. That's that faith these four individuals had as they lowered down that bed with the person sick of palsy. Jesus even recognized their faith to go into a crowd. What if we got a bunch of folks up here praying? It's easy to come up, isn't it? But what if you're the first one? I'm sorry, I'm not calling anybody else. But what if you're the first one? Why don't we have to hold on so tight to the pew till if Sister Linda would go on up there, or Sister Lori, or Sister Susan, then I'm going. If somebody just, if it gets quiet, and if it's not too late, I'm going to pray. We don't have to do that. Our faith, when we pray by faith, and that we know that our prayer goes up by faith, and we're directing God, and he's directing us in everything. And it says, let not your faith, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but the power of God. If Brother Eddie hasn't said that one time, because that's his testimony. And because of that, when I hear that scripture, I think of God just answering prayers, God just providing, and everything that needs to be done. And I know I feel like I'm rambling a little bit, but please put up with me. If Jesus can heal a man of leprosy with just one touch of his hand, can he not handle my little problems? And mine seem little compared to a lot of these. There's one more I want to talk about as we get ready tonight. And it's also, it's amazing how many is in Matthew. And I think it's Matthew 8. I had it written down somewhere. What's the other one? 8:8, I think. What about the centurion? Where was his faith? He was a leader, wasn't he? He approached Jesus and he said that I need to, that my servant. Centurion came and asked Jesus to heal his servant who was sick of the palsy and grievously tormented. And he was at his house. And that's, and as we look at it, and Jesus, and this is Matthew 8, 5 through 13, I thought it was. But he said he was grievous with and tormented. And Jesus was prepared to go. And what did the centurion say to him? Oh, no. I'm a leader at my house, too. When I tell people to come, they come. To go, they come. It's almost like I'm unworthy for you to come. And what was his faith? If you'll just speak the word. I think of that when I think of healing. Just speak the word. Lord, just say it. Just do it. Be healed. Be still. All the things that we've heard of Jesus. So how do I have this faith? It's through the Word of God. Every message, every Sunday school lesson, every adult lesson. Sometimes we can get so wrapped up in she said, he said. Why don't we get into the Word of God and see what God says? I love it when somebody says, is that in the Bible? You get questioned or somebody gets questioned. I remember a Sunday school class question. I remember an individual asking, is that in the Bible? Sometimes in our class, we'll say, let's dig it out and let's see. But I want y'all to know that by this faith and everything that we do in our walk in life, you're not alone. If we surrender our life, and this is anybody watching online, anybody in here, if you got a struggle right now, and I'm not calling anybody out, but when we call on the Lord in faith, that faith coming from the Word of God, and it comes forward in every message that's being brought forth, if it's brought out of the Bible, out of the Word, then it's from God. Use it. It doesn't matter. Y'all might say, well, oh, that's Jim. I'm not, you know, and I'm not cutting myself down, but I'm not as fluent. I'm not as, I don't even know all the words, but I am who I am. But I want to tell you tonight, whatever you're seeking, whatever you're desiring, whatever your issues are in life, give it to God. Because your faith comes from this. Every story, and I say this again, Elaine and I talked about it with the little ones. She teaches. And even in our adult class. I think about it so many times. And I think about that Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When I go to my prayer to the Lord with my faith, I don't know the answer. I know what maybe I would want, but I don't know the answer that God wants me to have. So I'm placing it in His hands. And Lord, by faith, I'm giving this to You. Lord, by faith, I'm calling on Your name. Lord, in the faith, it's not the faith in me, it's the faith in Jesus Christ, right? It's not anything I do, it's all that He does. And that's exactly what we stand for in everything that we do. If Jesus can heal a man by just a touch of leprosy, if a woman is healed just by touching the hem of His garment, if a centurion can declare, Lord, all I need You to do is speak the word, then my faith is, Lord, I want to rest tonight. Lord, I need peace. Lord, I got a situation that I've got myself into, or maybe I can blame it on somebody else, but I need You to fix it. Lord, You got to fix this, because I've messed it up. Lord, there's so much coming against us. Put on His armor. Doesn't He tell us that? Put on His armor. And as Brother Eddie says many times, and it says in Scripture, that shield is very movable, isn't it? And then that sword, which is the Word of God, that we'll use. Claim it in Jesus' name. Now, I know this is not an ordinary message, but I wanted y'all to think about that. For some reason in my mind, I can only imagine those folks pushing their way through and saying, we got to see Jesus. Now, that's the physical Lord that walked this earth. But we know He's alive and well at the right hand of God right now. And we know that He's interceding for us. We know the Holy Ghost will give us words when we don't know those words. So we're going to seek the Lord. We're going to let Him guide us and direct us. Because I'm old enough now, I can look back at things that I've done, and I would do them so much differently if I'd have given them to God first and let Him guide me. And I'm just being honest with you. I love y'all. I love His church. I love every one of you. I hope Brother Eddie and Sister Penny and Trey, I think, has a wonderful time on their trip. I know as they celebrate another birthday, another anniversary, and Miss Kate just had her birthday, and I know each and every one of us has our own little thing going on. Our starting families or trying to keep families going, or in my case, trying to pull a family back together. God knows. So as we walk out these doors tonight, I'm going to offer, if anyone has a prayer need or a situation, maybe your faith is wavering. Maybe you think you're too far gone for the Lord to fix it. And I'm speaking those online too, and those even present here, anyone watch at a later date. There's an answer, and that's Jesus Christ. And if you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, call on the Lord and ask Him, Lord, I've messed it up. I need You to take over. Repent. That just means ask the Lord to forgive you for your sins and turn from them. Do everything you can. Let the Lord guide you and take those next steps in that peace that only He can give. Release it to Him. And then seek the Lord in everything that you do. Open His Word and look for it in places where, you know, we talk about hearing the Word. How do you think any disciples, anyone was ever saved, let's be honest, If at the day of Pentecost, and we just celebrated Pentecost Sunday, if the day of Pentecost, Peter came out and he started preaching, and I said this the other day, I think it was in Sunday school class, for him to preach, and it talks about it, how many different languages had to understand him? How many different people? But for all of them to be saved, it's no different. The Word of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We seek Him, and we let Him take each and every one of us. I love y'all. I'm going to get ready to stop. I'm so hyped about this, I don't even know where to go, and I'm sure other people are going to hear it. But I just want to say, when we go to the Lord in prayer, it's not just a duty. It's an opportunity, and it's an honor to pray for others. Love each and every one of you. We're going to get ready to close. I ask y'all to stand if you don't mind. As I said, I know it's a Wednesday night crowd, and I always say this, Wednesday night crowd chooses to be here. I expect everyone is doing well, but this altar's open. If anyone needs prayer tonight, needs healing, needs to give something to the Lord, let's just release it to Him tonight. Let's all just bow our heads, if you would. If anyone has a prayer need or a prayer request, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows each other. Yes. He sees those hands. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, Lord. We thank You for the opportunity You've given us to gather in Your house. Lord, we ask now that Your Word goes forth. And, Lord, as we continue in our life, dear Lord, we know that by faith, dear Lord, how much we're giving our life to You. And, dear Lord, by faith we know that You, who You are, Jesus Christ, that You're our Lord and Savior. And, dear Lord, that Your precious blood was shed for each and every one of us. But, Lord, we know that You're not in the tomb anymore, that You're arisen. You're at the right hand of the throne of God, dear Lord. And we seek the Holy Ghost. We seek Your presence, dear Lord. We seek Your Holy Spirit. Lord, I ask You to keep everyone safe. Lord, as we prepare to depart tonight, we ask You if You would just keep us safe and bring us back at our appointed time. During this busy season, Lord, each and every activity from the church, each and every ministry, we ask You to continue to bless. And, dear Lord, we just love and praise You in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Have a wonderful rest of the week. See y'all Sunday.